Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast, episode 318. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the early adopter, the KevinMiller.com.
The human beatbox.
Boom.
The robot human.
Lots of stuff to cover. We went over emails last week. We got the Kill Zone.
Yeah.
Giveaway.
There's so many people that posted videos up on
already.
Our wall.
We've had a flood of emails.
Eight or some number.
I'm going to go with higher than eight.
Maybe 18.
I would imagine.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. We're asking someone to create a video, post on YouTube, send us a link. But it's for a game. It retails at like $80.
Yeah. So. Icy Fudge did it just on a whim, and he got a $400 cash value. No, $300.
Yeah, that says 0.1%. Void where prohibitive, contest rules apply, no purchase necessary. Don't sue us.
Must be in the United States.
That's right.
And did you say that one?
Yeah, it didn't.
Okay.
And you get Hellguest. In case you don't know what we're talking about, post a video on the Second Funniest Podcast Facebook wall. Send us a link to show at secondfunniestpodcast.com. And you will enter to win Kill Zone 3 Hellguest Edition.
We are becoming so legitimate.
I know. I want to enter this contest. That's how legitimate you are to me.
It would be great. It would be great if we could do that. Like, we could be just big jerks.
Yeah.
And just post our video and be like, we win.
I'm just going to play Creed in your face and my face crying. Killzone 3 is not available on the PS2. Winners! You see, we're being ironic.
Try and do that, kids.
Yeah.
What else do we have to go over? We have to go over the PlayStation Network.
Oh, that was down last week.
Yeah.
It might be
so
down
glad
still.
They fixed it. Here's the thing.
It's huge. It's a huge deal.
Because I noticed, we had talked about this, I think on the show or something like that, where we have listeners of the show. We gave out our PlayStation names or whatever. If you're a new listener, I'm Justin Comedy. And on Xbox, but I hardly ever turn on my Xbox, honestly. I literally have no games other than what you got me Left 4 Dead for my birthday.
Oh, yeah. You still have that? That surprises me.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, and that's honestly, like, it's funny because that I realized why that game was so popular is that it's a game that you're supposed to play in co-op mode with three other people.
Oh,
and then you play together. Yeah, it's a really cool idea for a game that I'm like Europe. I'm picking up on it like 20 years later. That's insulting to the European listeners.
Yeah, but it's true. Dawn of War 2 does that as well. You can do the co-op modes with some. You can play the campaign in co-op mode.
This is and that you can play the campaign mode off my off or the campaign mode. Stupid. But you play the story load online. But
Gears
offline.
Of War, same thing.
Yeah. But,
you can do that online, Gears of War 2.
But you realize when you play the game that it's just basically a bunch of horde segments within a given level.
Yeah.
And I think it's supposed to be more fun when you're playing with other people, and it's scary and all that stuff. And what was so stupid is I played it for a little bit, and I was like, I could return this, and I'll use the cash. And then I missed the seven-day chance to turn around.
So now you own a game. Yeah. You actually own an Xbox game.
Yeah.
You can sell it on eBay.
I have that, and I have Borderlands, which I never finished because I just couldn't get into it.
You got it.
And I got that PlayStation 3, and I love it so much.
Is it the best? I need to sell NHL hockey for the PlayStation 3. It's a sealed copy on eBay. What do you use to mail your stuff when you sell stuff on eBay?
I use the U.S. Postal Service.
And what do you put it in?
I use an envelope. What are you talking
about? Yeah, but do you use one of the envelopes with the bubble wrap inside? Yeah.
How do you get it in there? Is that what your next question is going to be?
Where do you buy that?
I buy it at Office Depot. Why don't I just give you one of mine? Is that what you're going for?
Better question. Would you just sell this on eBay for me?
Done.
Really?
Yeah.
It was easy. Kat told me I should do that. I'm like, well, that's a lot of work for him to do.
No, it's not. I could do it in less than a minute.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk after
I've already
this.
Done it.
Sweet. I'm going to go buy that copy. Wait a minute.
So, do you know? So, here's my thing is that everybody was. Now I'm starting to get messages.
Yeah.
Which, a heads up.
You were getting messages. Now the PlayStation Network.
I was just getting friend requests.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I started getting messages for people while I was playing games, I think. And then I don't pay attention to any of that stuff. So,
we warned everybody about.
At some moment, I may. I promise you that I may notice it, but I want to make it clear.
I promise you that I might notice it.
Well, what I'm saying is, this is the promise I'm saying.
Yeah.
If I don't respond to you, it doesn't mean I don't like you. It doesn't mean I don't want to be friendly with you. It doesn't mean I don't appreciate you as a human being. What it means is that I wish you would go to the bathroom and take a big old jug of Drano and drink it and leave me the hell alone. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm really saying if you think about it.
I think it's true. I mean, I like that we're all buddies and stuff on the PlayStation Network, but I love you guys, but let's talk to you here on the show. We play any voicemail. We read just about an email. Don't be offended if I don't want to chat with you while I'm playing a game.
I don't think it's not about not wanting to for me. I'm not set up. Set up to chat text. I'm not set up with a headset. And I know I keep talking about it on the show, but it's because I have kids.
Yeah.
Or gonna have kids.
Don't get me wrong.
That I'm like, I've got this moment to carpe diem the hell out of it. And then usually most of my video game playing happens now when I'm on the road.
Yeah.
So I don't usually have a good enough internet connection.
I spend too much time on our Facebook wall talking to everybody about everything. I'm happy to chat with you there. You respond to most emails, so we love you guys. Just don't be mad if we don't respond on the PlayStation Network.
I don't think they are, really.
I've gotten some angry.
Oh, really?
I've gotten some
angry. Oh, that's not cool.
They're very hateful things. In Limerick. Which
seriously?
Is in rhyme.
I mean, I appreciate the effort, but it's inconsiderate.
Well, it was well done.
If you want to be creative and hurtful, I guess that's a little bit okay. But
they didn't rhyme it. It was just like, there once was this guy who played Sly, and then he was also Sly. He didn't respond to my chat. It's you, Kevin Miller. Sly Cooper, why don't you talk? I don't even think it was a limerick now that I say it.
Yeah, why didn't they rhyme die with Sly? They didn't want to be that hurtful? Or?
Oh, that's such a good rhyme. Die with Sly. Mother Forest.
You keep scaring me. I don't know why. I have no idea. I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care. It's a matter of me clicking a little box whenever you drop an F-bomb.
Really?
That's all it is to me, and I don't know why I care.
Oh, the explicit. I'm like, do you have a sensor on that?
I wish I did.
That's a
I need
Mother
to get that
Forest
tone.
Piece of machinery.
Stop it!
That's where your son makes that face. Ow, I just hurt my jaw.
Yeah, he's young. He can handle it.
Stupid young people. Oh. Anyway, Killzone 3. Have we talked about this?
Yeah. But we're talking about the PlayStation Network.
Do you know the story behind
this?
Well, it was hacked, was the issue. And
what?
Yeah. There was somebody on the Facebook hypothesized that some people crashed it by hacking and allowing 200 people to play the same game at the same time. That's not true. But if you look, the New York Post had a thing on it today. I've been told.
We were in a war.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
But it's a huge deal because they hacked in, crashed the system. But the best part is, as we just learned, as we're discussing on the Facebook page today, they have credit card information. The hackers got everybody's credit card information. So if you've purchased any stuff using the PS Network, they have your credit card info now.
The PS Network does?
No, the hackers do.
The hackers. What are they going to do with it?
They're going to use your credit cards. Do you not pick up on what identity theft is?
Huh? They can't become me. I'm not a celebrity. What's good about being me?
No, welcome to the year 2000. See, now they have your credit
card. It's only 2000. I'm 11 years in the future, Kevin.
I'm just going to shut off your mic. So, we'll explain identity theft.
In my year, there is no PlayStation Network, Kevin.
Son of a box of rocks.
For whatever reason, hackers have invented time machines to go back and take my 11-year-old credit card number, which is already expired, and they need it. Can't disapprove with a shaven beard.
Yeah, well, it's real trim these days. It's kind of there.
Anyway.
So they've got your credit card information. Have you purchased anything in game?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So watch your account, and then.
Like it was a joke. Yeah, watch your account.
We don't know what's happening. Sucker, way to buy something in-game. And then how do you get your Netflix digital downloads?
Through my PSN network.
Yeah, and so that's not happening,
no,
huh?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to help your story along.
It's in the millions. Tens
but then
of
crap
millions.
On it.
Ugh, so much syrup all over this.
I know.
Tens of millions of dollars are being lost to the PlayStation Network. This is a huge...
Like, people,
huge
there are already people who are saying that people are using their credit... Because here's the thing.
No. I just mean that will probably happen. They've got all that information. I'm just saying, think of all the revenue
that's lost. So you think
they're
going to hold on to it?
Because all of the Netflix subscribers are pulling their subscription because they're not being able to use Netflix. You've got all this downloadable content that's not getting access to. All of, you know, I don't know what the revenue is.
Yeah, they
got to
make a lot of money on, like, movie rentals
exactly.
and stuff like
I
that.
I mean, they do so much, and that was probably a giant chunk of income for them, and it's shut down. And apparently they're rebuilding the whole network from scratch. So it's a huge deal. I mean, it's the equivalent of losing a city, or, you know, in video game world terms, it's like New Orleans getting hit by a hurricane. It's just, and it's gone right now.
How many lives were lost?
Zero. So it's not the exact same.
Digital lives.
All of them.
Oh my God. We lost a lot of digital lives.
It's okay. Bush doesn't care about them either.
Bush doesn't like digital lives.
Too soon. Too soon.
Well, that's unfortunate that that we lost all those digital lives. That everybody, you know, I don't.
What are you stalling for so you can pull up on iTunes?
I just
good choice.
I just want to. I want to take this moment. I hear you. I hear you, digital lives from the after digital world. Please come now. I think I'm falling, falling on the wall. I think you're safe. Every 40 seconds, seems I found the road to nowhere. A digital life is lost somewhere in this world. By the time the end of this song happens, we will have lost about two or three digital lives.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm sinking.
Which makes this a horrible statistic.
Isn't so far down.
Literally. Hundreds of thousands of credit card numbers of people's parents have been given away to a couple of 12-year-olds living in the middle of nowhere, Wyoming. And I just want you to know, two of you who hacked into the PSN network. Yeah. It's already over for me. I'm looking down on you. Because we have risen from the ashes that you have created. It was our MMR-upagages. Like a phoenix, we have come out from the ground. Yeah. You think you have stopped us.
No.
But no, you have not.
Oh, phoenix sounds.
Like a broken bone, we will only come back stronger.
Yeah, that shirt opens.
Our numbers will grow.
Two or three higher.
We will watch Tron Legacy on our PlayStation 3.
That was a terrible movie.
There will no way.
Creed had no idea.
Because I'm 6 feet from the edge.
I got lightheaded. I laughed so hard.
If 6 feet isn't so
There is
far
no way that the PlayStation
down.
Network will move to a charging network and go the way of Bill Gates and his Microsoft.
Yeah.
I'm about to give him a micro hard right where it counts, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't get that.
So that's a shame that that's what happened.
I think it's bad news. Yeah. I mean, I've missed interacting with people on the PlayStation Network. Haven't gotten any hate mail in at least a week.
Listen, hate mail writer. Kevin is a person.
6 feet from the edge and I'm drinking.
Don't push him over because he drinks when he plays. And that's why. You don't want to hear Sly and
you
some
ever, you ever
half-cocked
play
drunk.
And drink tequila at the same time? Holy forest maker.
You got the M and the F backwards on that one. Are you drinking tequila? Right?
That would have been good. Holy Mothra finder.
Oh, good times.
You know,
thank you, Icy
Fudge. About 3 or 4 months ago, we talked about skewing our format of the show to just video games. And Justin said, I don't know if I can talk about video games. I don't know enough about them. I said, I do, and you will be funny about them. And look, we just wasted like 4 minutes.
I remember that meeting very well.
Because we have meetings for our show.
I remember there were family members of mine that were unhappy about that Switch. And I remember thinking, it's going to be okay.
Yep.
We're going to pull through this. We're going to come
down,
back.
Down, down, on the second funniest podcast you, now.
You
want to
know what the funniest part
Natalie?
About this bit? I have to close my eyes and,
I know.
And just look down into my... I can't look at Kevin while I'm doing this, because otherwise I'll laugh even more than I am right now.
He's being serious, his eyes are closed, and he's not looking at me right now.
That's right. That's enough of that.
Oh, here comes Jacob, all dappered and hair combed.
I remember when my son was born. Well, I don't. I mean, I haven't had anything. How long? It's been 2 weeks. Well, now 3 weeks.
Well, we don't know. As of right now, it's been down for almost 2 weeks.
And for me, like,
we don't know because we don't know if the network is up by the time this episode airs. Exactly. We know how long it's been out right now.
But I'm saying I don't know. Like, nothing weird has come up on my credit card. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I'm not into that whole, like, worried about people. Because you just make a phone call and say, I didn't do this.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. It's not a big deal. I mean, it's a hassle.
About the credit card.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you'll be able to get over it. It's just impressive that they were able to. And, you know, with the amount of credit cards that they've stolen, if that was truly what their goal was to get everybody's credit card information, likely they will stand to make a few $100,000 off of purchases because they'll be able to sneak in and get enough to be.
Wouldn't
able
you
to
like? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we're not ethically challenged enough to be able to pull that off or whatever. But I would like to be able to have that skill. Like I'm saying,
ethically challenged.
Yeah.
Oh, ethically. I thought you meant ethnically. I'm like, what ethnic challenge would we need to face to be good programmers?
Wait, did you say ethically?
Yes.
No, I said ethnically.
Now unpack that statement.
I'm saying because we're white.
Hold me now, cause I'm free from fudge and I'm fudge back in. Too soon?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm making fudge. That was an SNL sketch.
But
I like totals.
But no, I'm saying, I think that if it's one of those daydreams that I have where it's like, I would love to be able to be really good. Like, you know, you watch those, what's that movie this is a horrible example, but I was going to say Jumpers. You know, like how you could just go jump around.
Why is that a terrible? That was one of the best movies of all time.
No, I loved it. I loved it. But I'm saying that
it was like Portal.
He's an example of a criminal look at as a hero and that you kind of like look at and go, you know, hey. Like, he's not doing so much harm stealing money, not having a job or paying taxes.
Or contributing to anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, like, exactly. But I would like to be able to have that ability to hack into something and, you know, or do like war games. Well, would you like to play a game?
The only win is by not playing. But that's what they say is that, you know, a criminal and a police officer's psychological profile are very similar in that because to be a good cop, you got to think like a criminal. And I think that I think we're in that same boat of like, yeah, if I could do this and this and this, I could walk off. Or at least I think like that.
Yeah.
I walk into malls and I'm like, okay, here's how I could start a fire alarm. And
it's a threefold plan. Yeah.
You jump a press a circle button. This is jumping a press a circle button.
It really was typecasting.
See? I could have done it.
Yeah. That's funny. What else do we have? I guess there's nothing else we could beat to death about the PlayStation Network.
I hope
right?
it comes back soon. Hope it comes back soon. So what do you think of in-game ads? In-game ads.
Like on mobile stuff?
No, like in a game. You're playing Madden or you're playing Club Midnight and you're driving around the city. And
oh, and they're like billboards for things.
Yeah, exactly, and it's like Best Buy, 7-Eleven. You don't care one way or the other.
I don't care.
Got it.
Next. I'm sorry.
Well, no, EA is doing a new thing where they'll give you... like what's their one of their sponsors? They had a good example, but say I don't know
Target.
Sure, Target gives EA a chunk of cash for sponsoring them, and instead of putting the Target logo in a Major League Baseball game, they put a little ad down there that says you can watch a bunch of games on one of their networks for free by using this code brought to you by Target. So it's an in-game app that drives you towards something.
So
else.
It is like a console game version of what we have on like mobile apps now.
Exactly.
A little banner at the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not as intrusive where you get it and you're like, okay.
Because my issue with the mobile apps ads is that they get in the way of a button I'm trying to press.
Right.
Or you accidentally are...
That's like old school pop-up ad tricks where they do that. You play Words with Friends now. You win or you move on, and there's like the tiny little square in the right-hand corner. If you don't click that, it's going to launch into some other browser and stick you there.
I mean, I think it's great, honestly, because here's what I want. I want people making video games to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're making more money, I feel like they're going to make more. They're going to make better games.
Oh, absolutely.
There is, I think, a little bit of a drop-off because right now, like in talking to Nate and realizing the amount of hours that has to be put in,
It's more than a feature film, it seems
I know,
like.
Yeah, I know a guy who lives in the building here who also works for a development
company.
Yeah,
I know a guy. He works in the development.
And financially, I'm saying that he does, you know, pretty well.
Because you know his intake.
Yeah. Right. So he does pretty...
Can you say it on the air?
I'll give you a social security number, but I can't say what he makes. I mean, I have his credit card from his PSN account.
Oh.
But
you're the guy in Nowhere, Wyoming. Homie now.
Send us an email. Show at Second Funnies Podcast.
6 feet on the edge and I'm drinking.
Okay, bye. But yeah, I know that they do well, and I think, so here's the thing, is that if it becomes a job that's easy to get and there's a ton of money in it, then there's going to be a washdown. Because right now, I think a lot of games are made really well because like people like Nate care about games because they like to play them, right?
Yeah.
And that's why they got into them. People who listen to this show and are asking, hey, I want to get into games, is because it's something that they love. For me, it's like, I love it, but it's not, you know, it's not necessarily my thing. I would hate for someone necessarily like me just to be able to go into video games just for the paycheck.
Right.
You know what I mean? I like the idea of there being a passion.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I think it's going to, until it becomes a big paycheck and then eventually. That's what happens with television.
But I don't think
baseball.
It affects the interaction or the, because I don't think it can get to that point.
Right.
Because once you have a game where it's like you're dealing with Papa Bads, then, you know, nobody's going to want to play it.
Well, here's my idea this is a slight shift in conversation topic. You look at Nate and all these guys that Nate, we're talking about Nate Fox, developer over at Sucker Punch, and, you know, the developers spend years and years and years working on a game. You can spend some games, it takes them 4 years to get this stupid crap out. But I think we're seeing with downloadable content and such, I think the market will move to a place where you get a subscription to a game. So the base pay of a game will either be free or very low. And then instead of, you know, like console games like Portal 2 or Infamous or any of these games are essentially the video game equivalent of a film. Like they're just epic and long. They take hours to beat. They took years to build. And instead, what if it was more like a television show where you play the first level and then you download the rest of the levels that
you want. It's episodic in that.
Exactly. And then you can keep
building.
Kind of like
that, what is that, Max or the something on the PlayStation Network, the with the dog and the rabbit?
Oh, yeah. They did that, and they did Strong Bad's Cool Game for Attractive People. But that was built to have... They did that so they could stagger their release of the levels, and they could develop over time and get a revenue in. But instead of that, of just saying, we're going to build, like a television show, we're going to build levels for this game for as long as people are buying them, and then we're going to develop... And when the subscription, just like a television show, runs out, or we get bored with ideas, we'll cancel the show, we'll cancel the game, and develop something else. I have a feeling that could be a direction some developers will go for, especially with the downloadable content.
Yeah, it would lead to, you would need a much larger hard drive on your console, right?
But with the, or you could do it where it's streaming, like we see with OnLive, that kind of stuff is working, or it just... You just download different chapters within it and you can restore them. Like iTunes, you know, okay, I've purchased access to this chapter, to this episode, and I can get back to it anytime I want. Oh, as it's deleted it, I get it back on here now if I want to go back to episode 3.
I like that idea because, like, there's aspects of, like, sports games that are frustrating for me because, like, I like racing games, and I used to be a big fan of Madden. I used to play that a ton. Excuse me. So there's this thing where, like, NASCAR has always been really... NASCAR is not a really popular sport within the gaming community.
Yeah.
I mean, it does okay, but it's
which
not
which I would think it would, because racing games are a cornerstone of gaming.
Yeah, well, I think what I've learned is that there's a PC version that is far superior to what they can generate on a... Like, I don't want to go out and buy a chair that has a gas pedal and a brake pedal and a steering wheel.
I rode one of those in E3 last year. Amazing. And so painfully delicate.
Yeah, I got one when I first started playing the NASCAR game, and I couldn't drive straight. Yeah. I was great in the turns, but couldn't drive straight. I'm like, this isn't fun anymore. So I returned a $100 steering wheel. And
you say that like you won. I returned a $100 steering wheel.
Like I won? Oh, like I was better than it?
Yeah, exactly. Like I returned you.
I did reject it. But anyway, my point is that they always release the game in the middle of the NASCAR season. And so what that
Why
means...
Why did they do that?
I don't know. I think it's because they thought, well, this is when sports games are released. Mm-hmm. It's like they released it in the same month that they did Madden.
Yeah.
And what was silly is that it would come out in about August. And if any of our fans who are NASCAR fans are probably not. But anyway, the point is that that's three quarters of the way through the season, mm-hmm. and that's when they're already talking about drivers moving to different teams.
Oh, wow.
So by the time you bought the game, played it for 4 or 5 months, the season was over, and all of the cars and the drivers were obsolete anyway.
Oh, wow.
So essentially, you
short shuffle.
Yeah, you played it for the gaming experience, but like for anybody who actually wanted to, like to me, I played the NASCAR game, and even Madden, I played it more for the video game experience right. rather than just to be able to manipulate football.
Yeah.
Like, I like the idea of negotiating. When that franchise mode first came out in Madden, I love the idea of negotiating with the players virtually.
Right,
that
right.
was the aspect I really wanted. It's like, and all I wanted to do was to be able to play the franchise mode with other friends. And I finally figured out a way to do it, but then I had to go out on the road. Well, I'll tell it to you guys because I think it's a great idea. What you do is, well, it's hard now. But well, actually, it's easy. I don't know,
well, the PlayStation Network's down.
Yeah.
So it's
well, no,
really
what
hard.
You could do is what we did was it was back in the PS2 days where they had the memory card.
Wait. There was a PS2.
You don't remember? Kevin, welcome to the 2000s.
Oh, it's amazing here.
So there was you had that little memory card, and it was really convenient and easy to pass around. Yeah. So I had an extra one. So I got a bunch of friends together. I said, hey, I think we decided it was $20. Yeah. You don't have to do it for money, but we were grown-ups and we thought it would be fun.
So and nothing's fun unless there's money involved.
We each put in $20. Mm-hmm. Whoever, and then we did like a draft type thing to pick your team, and that you had to pick a team in different divisions because there were eight of us.
But how does the franchise work where you're all on the same disc? I don't understand how you're.
We're all
doing
on
it.
The same memory card.
Oh.
So because what the Madden game works like is you could pick the number of players that are playing within the franchise mode.
Oh, I see.
So usually you just have one. Mm. You know what I mean? So we had seven, I think it was.
Yeah.
Because I think there was one division that didn't have one of us in it, actually. So anyway, so then we all we did like this thing where in the order that we got to pick teams, we got to make transactions because you couldn't just let somebody go nuts and sign all the free agents. So we'd trade through, and it took us about 2 hours to get everything built. And then whoever was supposed to play their game, because a lot of the games were between the computer, you hand the memory card over to that next person, and then
that's
they would
cool.
play it. And then whoever made it through, if one of us won the Super Bowl, they got to keep the pot of the money. If none of us made it to the Super Bowl and won, then the pot would stay. We'd re-up with another $20.
How is this not an option on EA in Madden?
Because you can't gamble. But they have the PlayStation Network's down, but they have, which is even funnier if it's back up.
Now, 6 feet on the edge and I'm drinking. That was this episode, right?
Yeah. So they supposedly can, you could do the franchise mode online now.
Oh, well,
Madden.
That's great. Why don't you do that? I'll do that with you.
No, nobody. Okay.
Who wants to play? Raise your hand.
I'll play. I'll do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. People will do this with us. That'd be awesome.
Okay. That would be a lot of fun to actually do the franchise mode with other... I don't know if there are any other Madden fans. Because it's interesting, too, that Madden, I feel, Madden has taken a back door to... or backseat,
what?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm going to go take a back door to this conversation.
A backseat to the Modern Warfare's...
We got
to
back burner this with our backlog and afterburner this with our afternoon snack.
They've taken a backseat to the first person shooters is what I'm
back
trying to say.
Scratching with our
stop it.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, that would be fun. Send us an email, show at secondfunniestpodcast.com.
That's
if you
the thing I like about you and I, Justin, is that we're well-rounded gamers.
Yeah.
We're, you know, I love people that are way into one kind of game, but we play everything. We play massively multiplayer on-rail games. We play first-person shooters and puzzlers. We play real-time strategy games like StarCraft II, which you love.
Mm.
You love StarCraft II.
Mm.
And I am Captain Segway this week.
I know, right? Well done. What Kevin's talking about is...
Well, you don't... That's not the segue. You just go into it. You say, yes. Speaking of that...
Yeah, speaking of that, what Kevin's talking about is... Is that good? What
it was pretty good. Let's try again.
Uh-huh.
We play massively multiplayer role-playing games. We do online gambling. We play backgammon. Come on.
Backdoor gammon?
I'm dead weight. and you like StarCraft too.
I don't.
Aww.
All right, what's the next one? Kevin gave me, I don't think we talked about it on the show, but we talked about it off the air where he was like, you should play StarCraft. I was like, all right, fine. He's like, what? And I said, all right, fine. Because I got SimCity for my laptop.
Oh, how do you like it?
I like it all right.
It's
like,
SimCity 4, right?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out like because it's not the
There's
same.
There's no tutorials?
There are, but I understand how the tutorials work. Like, I went through those, but... This is a different beast for me.
What year are you starting in?
What do you mean?
Well, you can choose what era. Like, you can start in your 1900.
That wasn't in a tutorial.
Oh. When you start a new city, you can choose. Did you play a tutorial or start a new city?
I played a tutorial. I played a mayor tutorial, and then I played the environmental or Terra tutorial where you can change the landscape.
Oh, fun. And then did you start a new city?
Yes.
And what? And did it not give you a year selection?
No, it shows me the year, but it didn't give me an option to select.
Okay. Maybe it doesn't do that anymore. Did it start with 1900?
No, it's 2000.
Maybe this is a different version of
it. So what I found was is that I tried to build, what I wanted to do was start the city small and then grow it bigger. But that's really hard to do because you need all these things. And I wasn't good at that part of it because I kept going, oh, okay, I need power. I'm going to need this. I'm going to need that. And then it would say, oh, you're out of money and you're not making enough money.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And then I started a new city and I tried to just go nuts. So I did like there's these high expensive, high density residential and commercial and industrial areas. And I just made the whole area just that.
You can't do that.
No, I did. Because it goes, like, first you go into this huge amount, like, of debt, and if you play it on fast mode, next thing you know, you're cranking in tons of money, because you just have this massive flood of people and money.
But then you'll need police and fire and schools way too fast than you can build it.
No, well, you're okay, but that's where I'm trying to figure out, like, the way the game works, so I can figure out how to play it the way I want to play it.
We'll see the balance. My brother, back with SimCity 2, or 2000, way back in the day, he would create challenges for himself. So he would build, because you can build anything in one mode and then play the game. So he would build a map that just had a freeway going through the whole map and then a gas station on an off ramp. And he was like, now I'm going to turn this into a mega city. And he would do it. He would play the game and like...
Build a gas station on?
Because you could, in SimCity 2000, you could use the map editor to create anything. So you had access to everything. It wasn't a 3D modeling kit, so there was just these images and you picked and you just dragged and put the gas station there, which behaved like a gas station. But the... Within the reality of the game, he had to then pay for the freeway, and the gas station was the only source of income in the whole thing, and it wasn't getting staff because there were no residents, so he had to, like, build this whole... He essentially built Fresno.
Yeah.
When it was all said and done. Which, he was pretty young. He was, like, 7 at the time, and I'm like, this is a really good idea for the game. And they had those, I think, in the next version, where you could take over San Francisco or take over New York, but there was nothing as clever as that. Yeah. Like, the one-stop town... Turn this into a thing.
I could not do that. From what I've learned so far, the game. But
that's my brother though. He'll take these games. He got me into Backyard Monsters, and he starts playing with me, and he's like, "Come on, attack my city!" And it's this little retarded game for Facebook. And I go and look at his city, and he's got it to the point where you can't do anything to it. Like, I don't know how long. He probably played it for an hour, and he's maxed it out at cap level. I don't know. He's just an idiot savant of video games.
The point was is that...
StarCraft 2.
Yeah, so you said, well, I thought you were going to put PC games or whatever, or games on your computer, and he's like, you should try StarCraft. And so I got it, and then you gave me a trial version or whatever, like a trial code. My son's sitting here lounging like, I don't know how to describe it.
I think he was told by his mother he could sit in the room as long as he sat quietly. Yeah. That's exactly what he's doing. He's just watching us as if we were alive.
Buddy, you've got a few more years and you're going to be on the show, I guarantee you. He liked that idea? He laughed. So anyway.
His hands are behind his head. Like he's serious, like a kid relaxing in a hammock.
Yeah. Anyway, so we get this game. You and I played a game together. And first we failed miserably.
Yeah.
Then we succeeded.
I set the bar way too high for you.
Then we succeeded, sort of. Because here's what happened.
It was like SimCity the second time around. Yeah.
Well, for me, you know how to play the game. So you know how to build forces and everything, like military strategy. I'm just building a sustainable resources.
You didn't have any defending or attacking troops or anything?
I built troops, but I was more concerned with resources, gathering of resources, storing them, and then like researching advancements
all of that's part of the game.
And I know, but I wasn't building enough guys to where...
And that's kind of a rookie mistake. I think if you play against other people, especially noobs like yourself, that will be what they're all concerned with, is just building a really sweet base. And then you learn that the point of the game is the exact opposite.
Yeah,
like
just
all
attack.
Of that is to fuel your army. That's what you need to be focusing on. But it's really like three things at the same time. You're building a base, your collection of resourcing your building of the army at the same time. It's an impossible game.
And I don't multitask, I think, as well as I sequentially task. Like, I'm like, okay, let's establish a resource inflow. Okay, now that we've got the resources coming in, let's start building a base. We got to make sure that we manage the buildings.
I think that would make you a good player. Like, if you knew the whole picture, if you knew what all three races were doing and what their tech trees were and what beats what, I bet that would your ability to see a sequential order would make you better.
Oh, okay.
Like chess, because you know if they do this, then I choose this path. If they do this, I need to choose that path.
Yeah.
Because your ability to you probably be very good, they call it micro, where you'd be able to grab an army and be able to tell a select number of them to do different things with it at the same time. That attention to detail is what I lack in the game.
Well, maybe I will, because I'm already kind of like done with SimCity in that I played it. I never really got into it, and I'm kind of like frustrated with it a little bit. So maybe I'll sell that on eBay and then use that money to get StarCraft.
I would think you'd be more into that because there's action involved. SimCity is just sitting watching, waiting for your library to build. It's like playing with dolls. SimCity is...
I like the infrastructure aspect of it, though. That's what I was interested in.
Oh, right, because you like trading people on franchise and playing with your PS2 Sim Stick.
Yeah, but it's too old. Like, I feel like if they made a SimCity with today's standards, I would really, really like it, but I'm way too behind the times.
Yeah, SimCity 4 is about 10 years old now. I'm trying to remember. Mm-hmm. I've had it for a long time.
So anyway, so we play the game. It was fun to play with you in the room, you know. And so Kevin said, "Well, play the campaign because then you'll know what the story's like." And there was two things that happened. Number one was I played the first mission. I think I even played a second one or started a second one. It was just easy, like just stupid. And it's not. I don't have I would need to get a mouse as well. I think to make it really easy to use and. And I was just kind of like, eh. And then I kept seeing these ads for Portal 2. And I was like, that looks really cool.
For what 2?
Portal 2.
I thought you said Porno 2. Please continue.
I'm sorry. Is that a game? Because I would also like to buy that.
Yes. type it into your search engine. Yeah. Tom Likas, is that you?
Jacob says I'm funny. Anyway,
it's true.
It's good to talk about Porto.
Affirmation.
So I saw that and I was like, I think I would have more fun playing that. And I started having this thing like, if I had $60, I'd rather dump it on that. Oh, I forgot to mention we had this free trial, but then the free trial wouldn't let me play with you online. I could only do the campaign mode.
Yeah.
So it was like you have to upgrade it, and it was $60. So I just bought it. And you're like, really? That's all it took? I was like, yeah. What? Yeah. I mean,
and how did you get a refund? I didn't know they would do that.
Oh, I hope. Here's what I did.
No, I'm serious.
At first, I thought I was like,
my game.
I hope I'm not screwing somebody else out of the. But here's what I did. I essentially bought the game, and then 4 days later, or five, maybe a week, and I'd only played it once, and it's all web-based. I just said, hey, I bought this game because I was going to play it with my friend. It isn't what I thought it was going to be. And I was wondering if at all possible for me, could I get a refund? They sent me a thing, and they said, well, is it because it's not interacting with your computer well? Or, like, is it, what about it? Is it that you don't like it? Or you know, because maybe there's something that you haven't gotten set up correctly.
Yeah.
And I said, no, it's just that it's not the game. He goes, but if it is just not, you don't like it, we're sorry. Yeah. And, you know, maybe you would be interested in some of the other games we have or something like that. But we'd be more than willing to give you a refund.
Oh, wow.
So I said, no, well, I just don't want it back. Yeah, I think the people at Blizzard, I mean, also, if you're making the most popular game ever, you're doing all right.
You know
what I mean? $60 ain't going to make or break them.
Yeah, they don't need to force. Obviously, they can pay people to take your email.
Exactly. To give it back to me. They pay people to take my email and give it back to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me back money. But anyway, so that's all it took. And
that's great.
So now I'm going to use that money to get Portal 2.
Yes, Portal 2.
But the reason, I think the reason I didn't like it is because... I didn't need another game for me to play by myself.
No, I get it. And well, that's the thing that's great about StarCraft is that if you do get back into it, we'll play together. And there's a small community of us that you like Dan Finley.
That's right. Now, that was the callback to the last episode, was that Kevin brought up at dinner before we started recording these episodes that he goes, well, there's other people you could play with, like Dan Finley. I'm like, can't stand that guy. Do not like him.
And then you said you loved him.
Yeah. And then I said I loved him on the show last week. That's a lot of callback.
You don't. You don't love him. Now, Portal 2 is a game-changing game changer. Mm-hmm. There is yet... and never shall be a game that redefines gaming like Portal 2 is, has done. Which isn't fair. We've seen a lot of really impressive mega games these days. I mean, certainly StarCraft 2 is pretty amazing. World of Warcraft, incredibly popular. The Uncharted series is really big, and other ones, I'm sure. The 3DS is incredible. But this game, Portal 2, like, there's a reason why there was a ton of marketing. I would love to know if there was marketing like it all over the country, because here in L.A., it was on buses, it was on billboards, it was in I'm seeing
TV ads about every 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's on par with a film, the amount of money that EA and, what is the developer? Oh, Valve, of course, put behind it. Of course. I mean, listen to me. But the story alone is freaking phenomenal. Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
I swallowed fast to try to talk, and it was too much of a swallow. Well, that hurt
ready?
Pretty bad.
Ready?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, you're back.
We're back.
I thought you died. But it's clear that I'd love to know who worked on the story, but it's clear that they involve some screenwriters because it follows a three-act structure like any good screenplay. It has surprises and twists in a way that I've never seen a game ever do. It's constantly challenging, not too difficult. Like, there's elements of Portal 1 where if you don't know what you're doing, you start to cry a little. And then ask you to do some really serious aerobatics in terms of games like precision moments and things. This game doesn't have that. Once you figure out the answer, you figure out the answer and you move on. It's amazing. It's mind-blowing great. And I haven't even done the co-op mode yet. So when do you get the game?
Yeah, that's what the review that I saw on X-Play on G4 TV was that it's one of the coolest single-player games that they've ever seen, if not the best game ever made. And they said it's about 7 hours in the story mode,
yeah,
one player, and then another 5 to 7 on the co-op mode.
Depending on your level of play.
Yeah.
Because you can be stumped and just sit there and stare at the walls. There are a few times where I'm like, I have no idea what to do. And it was right after I got all cocky, like, I'm kind of breezing through this, and that was the end of the first act. I didn't know how long it was, and I get into the second part of the game, and about the second puzzle end to the second act, as it were, I was like, I have no idea. I'm trying to invent these answers, and that's the brilliance of the game, of like teasing you, you know, just making your brain work in three dimensions. And
I'm excited. So I have to get this Portal 1 though, right?
No, I don't have time to wait for you.
Hurtful.
Get Portal 2. What I would love to know, and if any of your listeners could, I might actually put this on Facebook before this comes out.
Did you say your listeners? Like
any of your listeners, yeah.
On this show?
On this wonderful third funniest trash talking.
I gotta work on booking more guests plot. Than just you every week.
I'm your carrot top.
I should really work harder.
Maybe Darren Carter. But there, at the end of the first Portal, obviously you win.
Of course.
I'm not spoiling anything. And you run free. And then at the end, at the beginning of the second Portal.
I would love for that to be a patch update for first game in a sequel where everybody dies.
You just die.
It's over. And they're like, but how did they make it two?
How is there two? But the beginning of the second one, I've got to look this up. It starts as if you didn't win. And I'm not quite sure. You can kind of fill in the gap of like, oh, I think this is why it's like this. But it's not entirely clear why you're doing this again at the beginning of Portal 2. Why are we back here?
It's probably just serve some kind of revenue purpose for Electronic Arts. I
just mean story-wise, since they care so much about the story.
Isn't it a different person? That's what they said in
the
review.
I thought it was the same person.
No, it's a chick this time.
It was a chick in the first one.
Oh, really?
See, that's the problem. And she, right in the beginning, even called like the evil...
Did you play Portal 2 twice?
Yes. That's what it is. One was the co-op mode by myself, and then I play again with myself.
How did you get that early release of Portal 1?
Like, back in 07, yes. Very good, very good. You should play Portal 1, but I wish you... What are we doing right now?
Let's go making a podcast.
Download it on the PlayStation Network. Oh, that's down. You can download it on the Xbox Live. I have two copies of it. I loved it so much because when our buddy Christian loaned it to me in the orange box to play that, Half-Life's on here, some other game, but you will want Portal. You will love Portal. And handed it to me. I was like, blah, blah, blah.
I remember this happening.
Because he'll mention things.
I thought Portal was an end game, like a mini game in Half-Life.
No, no, no.
That's what the orange box.
They use part of the Half-Life engine because originally the guy who developed it developed a graphics engine from scratch. And while doing that, he realized that he could create these portals in which you could see other elements of the screen on the same time. And actually, I think the guy in the Valve logo, that's him that came up with this idea. It's the back of his head, if I'm not mistaken. And so that, and then they were showing demos of this to the folks at Valve, and who had done Half-Life, and they're like, "Oh, you want to build this on our engine?" And they said, "Sure." And that's how we got Portal. So I fell in love with that damn game. It's pretty freaking great. The cake is a lie, right? Am I right? You don't get it. You need to play the game, because I want to.
I looked at my wife and she goes, "I don't know either." Like, this is funny. We have an in studio audience eating graham crackers, cheese, and grapes.
Why are they so tentative? It's great.
Jacob. Natalie said Jacob.
This
is not Natalie's favorite topic.
Portal 2. But once
should have married Mia.
You will be my my gauge. Once you have beaten Portal 2, I will feel that I can freely discuss the ending of the game. Because you're really the only person that I don't want to ruin the game for.
Oh. Do you want me to leave the room and you could talk about it?
Oh my gosh, please.
I will.
No, it's fine. the other thing. Oh, you, without ever playing the first Portal, you will never be lost within this game. Like, it has the same sort of arc.
That's what I heard on the replay, is that although there were fun story elements to the first game, this one is better.
Yeah.
And you don't really need it to...
Not at all. Like, they explain it in exposition.
Yeah.
It's much better. So I'd love to know what the missing gap of, I think it's...
Why don't I do this to keep up with you?
No, it's okay.
I'll get the Portal 2 game, yes. And then finish the story mode real quick, and then we could do the co-op one, and then if I like it and love it, I'll go back to Portal 1.
As soon as you get the game, we're playing the co-op mode. I don't
That's
care.
Not going to ruin any part of the story?
I don't think so. I think they do neat little cross-references, so, because I played it and it's going to be great.
All right.
You're going to be great. What are we doing right now? How much time we got left?
We got 15 minutes.
Okay. Can we just play the game for 15 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and get
it. What time is it? 10 o'clock, I think. Well, I could get it at Target.
Damn it. No, it's okay.
Natalie says, no, I can't. Oh, Target closes at 10? We could drive to Pomona to go to Walmart.
Oh, yeah. How late are they open?
All night.
All night long. Walmart.
Walmart. We are funny.
Portal 2, an amazing game. Best game. And all the time, I created that image for the Second Funniest Podcast with the keyboard and things. I need to put this on the Facebook page now that I've brought it up. But now I want to go in and take
Tweak
somebody
it to
out
get the portal,
and put
yeah.
in Portal, because it's such an incredibly awesome game. Oh, and the best part about it is that if you buy it on the PlayStation 2, you get a free copy of it on Steam. So you get to play it on your computer for free.
Wow.
Now, you can buy it on the Steam network for $45 or $50, but for $10 more, you get it on the PlayStation and on Steam.
Wow.
Now, this is very clever because it stops the resale value of the game, because once you, it's got a little card in it, just like if you were to buy any PC game with the code, that regular little, you know, X7-4183- mm-hmm. whatever. So once you plug that into Steam, that kills that card, thereby really dramatically reducing the resale value of that disc. It's very clever. I'd like to see if resale of Portal drops because they are a more commonly purchased first run game as opposed to a resale game.
When I sold my copies of, I think it was Assassin's Creed Brotherhood and Mass Effect 2, mm-hmm. some people asked questions if I had, because you know how if you pre-order stuff through GameStop, yeah. you get the little bonus stuff, and I did, and so mm-hmm. they said, hey, do you still have this, and did you use the code? And I was like, no, and they're like, oh, okay.
Oh, really? And that yeah. helped the seller.
And it's nice because it posted on eBay, so yeah, it jumped the value up a lot, because I don't usually cash in on that stuff, because I don't know why, but I just didn't. I didn't care if I looked like a Harlequin in Assassin's Creed.
And that's the thing that goes back to what I was saying before about episodic video games. Because so much of downloadable content, even in games where you can purchase in-game apps or in-game add-ons, they're never content. It's always decorations. It's paper doll stuff. Whereas
you could get like like there are DLC missions. Like I think Fallout has, which I need to. That's another game that I just realized I forgot that I want to play. But Fallout Vegas is that I really like Fallout 3, and then they had all these missions that you can go back and play.
And Star Wars Force Unleashed tried this, but the DLC is super...
I don't know if they tried it as much as they owed it.
No, the first one had the really cool parallel universe stuff where you're going through the movies as if
I was talking about
terrible.
The Force Unleashed,
but the Force Unleashed 2 where you're going kill Ewoks is like who cares really? Yeah. It's dumb. But that would that universe, could you imagine every two weeks a new episode of this storyline is open and you can download
even if
it or
once a month. I think you know what I mean.
I think people would love it.
Yeah,
And then you're constantly developing, and then as we know, the more you work on something, the better it gets. Because you watch any television does this all the time. You watch the pilot of some show and the last episode of some show, and the characters, the quality of the story, you know, if it's a long lasting show, are always so much better because the crew and everybody involved have gotten better and better. At
and also
this
the
art.
Executives have gotten out of the way because the show's being.
Yeah, exactly. They're stopped telling them why they needed to do it. So I think that same sort of thing would happen if you, instead of building one amazing game for 2 years, if you're building a game and then constantly getting feedback. Okay, well, next episode we'll do an episode like that. We'll do a storyline.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see the numbers on that because, like I was saying about the racing game, is that I would appreciate like a patch or an update. Yeah. But then it's like in a situation like Madden, that's why they have to release it every year because then they can update all the rosters and.
But see, do it instead of that. You can do it through a subscription where you maybe buy the game and then there's just a patch that uploads.
To me, that's a way to make it cost effective as well. Because you're not revamping the entire game, and a lot of times
and trying to make something new every year.
Madden is pretty good, you know what I mean? Where or the NASCAR game, like even now, where I think they had to put it together pretty quick, but this new NASCAR game, it's pretty enjoyable. I mean, it's not as complex as the previous ones, where it's like it's borderline impossible, and they yet, in my opinion, to be a good, now it's all of a sudden NASCAR video game talk. But I'm saying that
when are we not talking about NASCAR?
I know, right?
Though?
They have yet to be able to build an engine or whatever it is, program a way to recreate the super speedway restrictor plate races for NASCAR. Because like on this game, it's one of the things that sucks about it, is that I could take off by myself and easily get 2 seconds ahead of the pack.
Oh, really?
Which is nowhere near reality. No, like if I did that, it would be essentially like shooting myself in the foot. Like,
what would happen in reality?
Because in reality, the two cars now with the new kind of car that they have, two cars go faster than one car by itself.
Wow.
Because of the bump draft and anybody who's seen Days of Thunder knows that one car pushes the air out of the way for the second car, which gives the second car more horsepower to push the car in front of it.
Right.
So that's bump drafting.
And then we also learned that if you change out the tires to be special magical tires, it allows you to take a turn when you shouldn't be able to. When really you just have to believe in yourself.
Sugar packets lead to Nicole Kidman's vagina. Also
something. .com.
Gotta get that URL.
.com.
Get racing advice from Nicole Kidman, like an animated thing, like that Conan bit. You talked to Nicole. That's horrible. Anyway, they used to be, like, 4 years ago or more, that the longer the line of cars you had, the faster that line would go.
Yeah.
And then with this new car, it's two cars they found. A couple years ago, they found two cars could literally just leave everybody in the dust. Mm. And so it used to be that, like, if I was a car that, say, got pushed to the front and then the guy just backed off and left me out by myself, well, what's going to happen is I don't have the horsepower to keep up that speed, so I'm going to start falling back on speed. Well, all these other guys have all this momentum because they're drafting, and they're just going to whip by me.
Yeah.
And they don't do that in this game. And that's kind of sucks a little bit.
That seems like a key element of the sport.
Yeah, it is. And there, but see, like, but where they see,
is it
that's
too
the,
difficult to do in mechanics of the game? Is that?
I guess I don't know. I haven't played. I've played the Formula One racing game, which seems pretty cool. But I don't know enough about Formula One racing to know if they've nailed the mechanics. Although they seem to have gotten, and these Codemaster guys seem to have a handle on these. I think the same people that do Dirt also do the Formula One games, and it's pretty awesome. Like it. But I don't. They said that they had a test driver actually help them and advise them on how the car feels. And there's another driver who said that, you know, it's funny that they've kind of built into the game the mechanics of that the car reacts differently at high speeds. So the car is built to travel at high speed. So when you're taking a hairpin turn at 30 miles an hour, it's harder to steer than when you're going through a high speed turn kind of thing. So anyway,
it costs $100 to get a cool steering wheel that can handle it.
Exactly.
But me, I'd return it.
I'm all about the controller.
Yeah.
But so What was my point to that whole thing? Oh, but there are aspects.
No idea.
There are aspects that are give and take in that, like a speedway situation. They do have the mechanics that are nice, and there's this nice way of passing that I think is cool that they've built into the game. That when EA Sports was doing it, it was just impossible. Like it just everything seemed like this daunting task that unless you had a mechanic's ability to tweak a car, you had no business playing the game, especially online. Or if you spent every hour of every day figuring out every permutation of a setup that you could do for a track, like. And it's just not fun. So
the thing is, it's fun to somebody out there.
Yeah. So my point
probably
was
the people that play Minecraft.
My point was that that a patch would have been fun because then we could have updated with each drivers as everything changed. And I would be curious to see if more money could be made in profit because, like what we were just talking about, you don't have to spend the man hours to develop an entirely new game every year. You just develop little aspects, tweak things that are wrong with what you got going on. And put out a downloadable patch.
Well, that's what happened to me with NHL 11, why I'm selling it on eBay, which you're going to sell it for me. I just wanted to play with Kat's cousin, this kid out in Virginia, I don't know, somewhere. And I was like, oh, I'll just load on here real quick and just load it and maybe be able to play a game with him. And it took me like a half hour to learn all the controls. It was like learning how to operate a biplane.
Yeah.
All these pedals and slap shots and I don't know what it was saying. And then finally I get through their tutorial. I'm like, well, this will be funny. He'll just slaughter me because I don't know what's going on. I had to pay EA to join and play against them. I'm like, so not only did I have to sit through all of that. I'm just going to seal this. I have two copies. One's unsealed, one's sealed. I want to sell them both at once.
Boom. You can. So, but, and that's a.
Thanks for validating my stupid ideas.
I didn't know that EA had recently started doing that. Yeah. Where, you, like, if you want to play online, like, because Madden, I mean, that to me, I think, is why Madden isn't as prevalent as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
In that. It used to be like they had TV shows built around Madden tournaments, and now all everybody talks about is Call of Duty or what's the other one that I'm thinking of?
Modern Warfare.
Medal of Honor? Is that what it is? What were the two that
Portal
were...
Portal 2.
There was two. Medal of Honor and Call of Duty were the two first-person... Thank you. that everybody was like, oh, I can't wait, you know? And before that, it was always whenever the Madden game came out. That was what everybody's doing, and now it's kind of gotten away from that. And I think that it's probably because EA has shot themselves in the foot by deciding to charge for the service because I haven't played the game in forever. And if I had to if I went down to GameStop, picked up Madden 2011 right now and tried to play it, and then they said, hey, you're going to have to pay another $5 on the PlayStation Network, I'd be like, oh, really? Screw you.
Yeah, it's
true. You know what I mean? That's not okay.
I think it's because EA probably realized that the direction of the market is going is that the people who are playing the sports games aren't the gamers. If they want the competitive gaming experience, there are better games for that, like the Killzone.
And there is a cultural shift to where we are becoming the majority.
Exactly.
It's no longer the time. And it's so weird. I'm curious to see what it does to society because there is a little bit of, I don't know how to say this without obviously offending half of our listeners, but I don't think it is anything that's going on now, but there's a little bit of a pansy effect that comes out of it where you're having more and more people that have these like, I don't know. I'm going to bail on that thought.
Yeah.
I don't think it was very
video games are cool.
I know they're cool, but I'm saying
I love video games.
It's very different to have somebody who is physically uncoordinated for the most part, but could do amazing things with their thumbs. You know what I'm saying?
I go on.
Although I'm very curious to see because it's Chris Hardwick talked about it recently on a podcast that I listened to, where he said that he had read an article where all of a sudden nerd culture, right, was dominating movies and
movies and film for those really, God bless you,
and television, and that it was almost like they were becoming like it used to be like a statistic was that women did the majority of the shopping, that kind of idea.
Yeah.
So that's why you see a lot of commercials are geared for women and men are idiots. That's not over evidently.
God bless you.
And so he started seeing that basically the market was showing a trend towards nerd and geek culture, that they were becoming the majority and the consumer base. And that's when he jumped on this idea of the Nerdist.
That's where he comes from. Yeah, he's pretty funny.
Yeah, and so now they're the popular ones.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I'm very curious to see what it does to professional football when we have, less physically gifted people, you know what I mean? Because I think, like, nerds such as myself, I don't know about you, but I'm not the most agile person in the world. I'm sure that I know that there's anomalies. I'm not trying to be, like, that stupid TV show that they put up on the Facebook where it's like, oh, this is how video games are played and we do these stupid things. And
oh, speaking of which, finish your thought. And this is how we're going to end it. Man, have you seen the commercial that somebody posted these on the Facebook?
For the old video game college thing?
Oh.
Are you okay? You going to make it?
It hurt my brain. And then somebody else posted one that was like an episode of CIS or something. That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but the video game commercial, the initial one that somebody put up there, was just about the most insulting and amazing thing on the planet. And I wish it was how video games were made.
You wish that it was guys with curly-backed mullets sitting in a room
that
looked like a public library.
Right, exactly. I think they were trying to be ironic, trying to be clever with it, because like the guys at Homestar Runner have this great bit where the two of them are actually video game developers, or it's just one guy and he's photoshopped in there twice. But their tagline is, "We use computers ... to make video games." And so like in the commercial, they're trying to portray like, oh no, we're going to get busted. Here comes the boss. And then it turns out, because they're sitting there playing games, and then it turns out their job is to create video games.
What? There's a job? You mean when my parents told me that this would never amount to anything, that they were wrong?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying to me?
That's
pretty
much it.
Wow. So what you're saying to me is that I should fly in the face of everything that my parents are trying to do to make my life better and argue with them so that I could get a job with a crazy amount of hours with a pretty good wage, but a really subpar wage at an entry level. You're right. My parents are crazy.
What?
where do I stand on this, I guess?
I don't know.
Well, I guess my point is that if you were to show that to anybody, like, they're setting it up to where people are going to fight their kids,
yeah,
or their parents, I mean, on the fact that, hey, mom and dad don't want you to play video games because they want you to get up and go outside, you know? And it's an old mentality. Only time is going to tell whether or not there's any, you know, merit. Like, I heard on another podcast that there's a study that's showing that kids are humongously vitamin D deficient because they're not getting enough sunlight. And
what?
And somebody else argued, the person they were talking about, I can't remember where it was, but their response to it was, well, you know, I can understand it. I mean, if I had video games, do you think I would go out for anything? You know, there's no reason for me to leave the house. And it's like, I look at it, even my own relationship with my wife, where it's like, I could sit indoors all day and play video games and watch TV and movies and be fine. She gets stir crazy. She can't sit in the house. One of us is slightly overweight. The other one is me. And, no, she's pregnant.
They're both you.
She's pregnant. She's a little hefty right now. She's going to drop it right away as soon as she...
Both you. No, I can't pull up this commercial.
It's funny because...
Are you trying to find it? Oh, yeah, play that.
No, it's right here.
Oh, man, it's all on Google. That's why I can't find it.
Oh, hurry up, man. Boss is coming in.
Dude, almost got it.
Hey, guys, finished testing that game yet? I've got another one I need designed.
We just finished level 3 and need to tighten up the graphics a little bit.
Great.
Hey, I can't believe we got jobs doing this.
I know. And my mom said I would never get anywhere with these games.
Call Westwood College online, 800-914-8582. That's 914-8582.
And that's the part that confuses me the most. Not intended for residents of Texas or Massachusetts. Why?
What?
Why?
You really don't understand?
I don't.
Do you really want a bunch of beanheads and rednecks making our video games? It's not what it's for. You don't want some guy going, well, we invented electricity. You know what I mean?
So
and then
914?
This other guy from Texas, you don't want that happening.
Does that say 914?
914-8582.
Yeah, let's see what that plays.
What I don't like is if you want to see the video, it's called Bad Acting, Become a Designer, and just do a Google search for it. And they even do, like, it's like this guy did a character study on how to talk like a nerd, because he does this weird over-accentuating, like, thing with his lips that I think is horrible and offensive, because...
He might have a lisp. I dialed the number, but I don't think it...
Oh, I might have you turned down.
Oh, that's why. Let's try that again. They just listened to us talk about that. Probably on their voicemail.
They're like, hello? Stupid. That's what they said. Stupid people from Massachusetts.
Thank you for calling Westwood College, providing the education and training you need for the career you want. For quality assurance purposes, this call may be recorded. Please hold, and your call will be answered in the order received.
So the good news is
They still exist.
Let's get out of there before they pick up.
I wanted to talk to him.
I don't have that ability on my phone.
Figure out what it takes. You
know? I guess no, because there's no microphone on that end. That's funny.
I want to know, does it say anywhere? It doesn't say what year this commercial, because it looks like it's late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, because they've got, like, it looks like PS1 controllers.
But it says that there's training available online, so there had to be at some point. Oh, that is a PS1 controller, huh?
Hurry up, man.
Yeah, that's a PS1.
But that's like a 1983 television in the foreground.
So PS1, when did that come out? Early 90s?
It's every 6 years, so yeah.
But these have lasted, these have been longer.
No. We're still inside the 6 year window of the PS3. Sure? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we talked about it on the Facebook wall that that PS4 would come out next fall, 2012.
But didn't we read an article that they're not planning on doing that? Their plan is they're going to let it go longer.
They're vacillating that they are developing the technology for a PS4 at this point.
Right, but they're not going to release it within the 6 year window.
I would think they wouldn't. But so that would put it at the year 1990. Is that right? 2006, yeah. 2000.
I'm trying to think. I graduated in 97. Mm-hmm. I did not have a PlayStation 1 because I went
94.
To,
yeah, 90, the PlayStation
I went through this
came out
weird,
94.
I went through this weird phase where I stopped playing video games in the latter part of high school because I was working so much.
Well, because remember...
and then I picked it up with my roommate when I went to junior college.
Super Mario World, which had been on the SNES, came out in 93 or 92. So just
SNES, wasn't he a sidekick on Thundercats?
Well, this has been the second funniest podcast.
Yeah, that is. It has been. Oh my gosh! Holy shnikey snurf!
We're gonna go play Portal 2.
Yeah, we gotta go do that. You can send us an email. Oh, I went to the wrong song.
Or did you?
Or did I?
Creed is always the right song,
right? Isn't it? I think so. We're going to let's see. Oh, that's what I was gonna say. Send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. You can call us 408-228-4911. Oh, I had a thing. I got to go to the ThinkGeek. I had that other thing I wanted to talk about on ThinkGeek.com. Don't forget, I'm going to be at Crackers Comedy Club, the downtown club, May 4th through May 8th. And I think that's about it. May 13th to 14th, I'm going to be at Flappers in Burbank with Darren Carter. He's been a guest on this show. Then I'm going to be performing at a St. Joseph's Hospital near you while my wife has a child. That is what I will be doing. So
that was
you
very
could
impressive. That was the most multitasking you've ever done.
Right?
You were operating the controls, doing that thing on the fly, and pulling that up all simultaneously.
I'm getting good. I don't know if this is, just so you heads up, remember we're sponsored by GameStop. You could go to secondfunniestpodcast.com, click on the GameStop banner at the top of the page. Here are some of the deals that they have going on now. This one is, if you pre-order Gears of War 3 at GameStop.com, you will receive access to the beta that is going on right now. Let's see, you could get an iCade, an authentic arcade-style cabinet for your iPad, complete with joystick and buttons.
That's pretty cool.
They have that available at the other sponsor we have. And then free value shipping on orders of $24.99 or more. Use the code VSHIP, value ship, V-SHIP.
Don't forget to create your video and post it on YouTube.
Yes.
For your Killzone 3
giveaway.
Which is going to be giveaway-tastic.
And also, ThinkGeek sponsors this show, so you can go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. What the hell?
You went into our old intro.
I know. How did I do that?
I think it was over.
Oh, that sucks. That was too quick. Anyway, you could go to secondfunniestpodcast.com and then click on the ThinkGeek banner. This week, this is what I thought was cool. I talked about last week. Extensor Game Gamer Hand Exerciser rebalances strength and flexibility of the hands and fingers. Fully adjustable to nearly every hand size. Very effective treatment for tennis elbow and arthritis pain, too. So if you see it, it's a exerciser that exercises the muscles of you opening your hand is what I was trying to figure out how to say for some reason.
Just about the dumbest thing ever.
Earn those white knuckles. Why is that dumb? You don't think that would help a little?
$40, I could buy a decent game.
I like that their thing said power glove, kind of. It's not 40 bucks, is it?
Yeah, it is.
$40. So yeah, that's our show.
All right.
Don't forget, submit the videos. You got until May 10th or May
9th. May 9th at 11:59.
We'll start the voting in a week.
Yeah, here it comes.
Good times. On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying,
okay, bye. Okay, bye.